Okay, let's see here. We got Kelly, who's calling us from Mukilteo. What's on your mind, sir?
Dr. Wright,
Yes, sir.
Kelly.
Hi,
Hey,
Kelly.
I have sung praises for you coast to coast whenever I talk to someone about issues they might be having. I had a problem for 40 years, an IBD type problem, and just serendipitously, I'm driving down the road and I tuned into your program and you were talking about emulsified oregano oil. And I thought, no. I mean, I'd spent thousands of dollars at specialists trying to get this problem fixed over 40 years. I went and bought that stuff, and in 3 days, I was back to being 18 again. It was amazing. So,
Yay.
yeah, I couldn't believe it. So now I'm calling with a different issue. This one has gotten me beat, and I don't know what to do. I'm generally very healthy. I'm actually getting ready to go mountain biking right now. I can do a
Yay.
workout between 3 and 5,000 calories, so I need that detox sweat like you talked about. But I'm having a heck of a time sleeping at night, and what happens is I go to bed, and within a half hour, my feet go numb. And I trace it down to a muscle in the buttocks that locks up at night and cuts off, I guess, the circulation to the nerve going down to the feet, thus giving me sciatica, and I don't know what to do. The only thing that seems to work right now is I'm taking half of a lorazepam, and I don't like to take pills. I take no prescriptions right now, none. So I just wonder if you have any ideas about getting that piriformis and to knock it off.
Well, sir, you've done your research already and you find it's coming from a muscle that's locked up on you tight. Chances are you've gotten yourself either some magnesium oil or some magnesium gel and rub that into that sucker muscle every night before you go to bed. Have you done that?
I've never heard of that approach.
Okay, well, it does work most of the time. I won't tell you every time. There is a special circumstance where it doesn't work, but most of the time it does. And I'd recommend the gel over the oil just simply because you can get more of it to soak in quicker. It's called magnesium gel. It's sold in many places. I think the company that makes it is called Essential Formulas or something like that. And one just takes at least a half teaspoon and rubs it all over that muscle and waits a little bit and another half teaspoon and rub it all over the muscle. And what that does, if the key thing is the magnesium penetrating into the muscle. Usually it does, occasionally it doesn't. I won't go into that right now. Call back if it doesn't. But what that usually does is just relaxes that muscle. It says, cool, magnesium, I think I'll relax now.
Would that be the case even if it's stress-induced?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay, that's good to know. And I know there's a ton of different magnesiums out there. Is there any type of magnesium I should look for with this gel?
Yeah, that's why I look for the one from the Essential Formulas people with whom I am not connected financially at all. They're just the ones who make a good one.
Okay, I've got that written down, Essential Formulas. One last thing. You're such a bastion of knowledge, and I have that through experience now because I told you I'd gone to specialists that tried and failed, including using the experimental immunoglobulin procedure.
Wow.
And I just wondered if the materials that you espouse and the things that you've researched are available in a book or on DVD.
Okay. Not yet, sir. No. They're not. Now I have plans for that, but I haven't done it yet.
Well, if you do it, I'll buy
Okay, thank you for telling me. We got at
it.
least one customer there.
All righty. Thanks again.
You're welcome, and thanks for calling in. That lets everybody know that if you got those tight muscles, most of the time that magnesium will do the job. Thank you.